I don't remember being photographed, but as I look at it, I think I can remember that dress. My neighbor girl, well, she was in the 8th grade when I was in the 1st grade, and I got a lot of her hand-me-down clothes that I wore. I'm pretty sure I can remember that dress. We moved out there in probably 30 to the farm, and we'd only been there a year or two, and then, well, Dad owned the 80 where we live, and Grandma bought an 80 across the road from us, and I remember it had hailed, and we went out there, we lost the wheat crop, and I remember seeing, you know, the holes that had been pressed into the ground from the hailstones. We lived on Creek, we lived on Lincoln Creek, and Dad cleared a lot of that land and got rid of the trees off of it. He chopped a lot of wood, and people burned a lot of wood in those days, it was either wood or coal, and he sold some of the extra wood, and he cut wood all his life, to tell you the truth. But he cleared those trees off of there, and I remember going out there in the evenings, and he'd burn the stumps and the brush, and then the better wood, you know, they keep it, and make firewood out of it. They were very small rooms. I think the house was 24 by, or 28 by 36. Dad later, he dug a cellar underneath it, like about the size of one room, and he dug that with a horse and a little slip, a little slip thing that he put the dirt on and hauled it out of that hole, and then he had some bricks, and he bricked it up and had a brick floor in it, and then he put some cement steps down to it, and they were pretty steep. And he built a porch onto it so he could put the separator and stuff in there. Otherwise, he had to take that separator. Well, it was in the corner of a bedroom, the corner of their bedroom, the cream separator was for a while. I can remember it being there in the wintertime. Summertime, they'd take it out to the garage. He built a, well, it was a one-car garage, and it was a cob house, and they used it for a washroom. It was right next to the windmill, and he would pump the water. If the windmill didn't run, he'd pump it and fill that boiler on top of that wood stove. And he'd go out in the morning and heat it up for Mom so she could wash. She'd only washed about every 2 weeks when, you know. And later he put, actually, that was the year they got sand and cement, and they poured sidewalks from the house out to the windmill. That little shop was right beside, and then this was a real narrow sidewalk. You couldn't put a little tricycle on it. But we just lived out of the garden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own meat, you know, did our own butchering, you could can beef and all that. That was good eating, but you know, we canned everything out of the garden, like peas and corn and tomatoes and tomato juice and just all the vegetables. And then we go to town. I noticed in 38, no, I don't know. It must have been after, I don't know when it was. They, you know, they get peaches and stuff. And then once Mom canned a whole bunch of mulberries. My aunt and her husband lived right next to us, and they moved on that place with 5 mulberry trees that somebody had done all of the work of picking them up and planting them there. And we had a lot of mulberries that we would can and use and shake the trees, put an old sheet down and shake the trees, and and you had to sort through them and get the bugs out and the stems and what have you, and wash them up and can them. And they were good if you cooked them with, you get these gallon cans of red cherries, sour
mm-hmm.
cherries, and you'd can the mulberries with the cherries, and that was real good. And we had winter onions that they'd be there in the spring, real early in the spring. They'd get too sour, bitter for later on, but they'd come up by themselves. And, you save the onion sets from one year to another and planted them. And Save the seed, different seed, corn seed, pea seed. You know, you save that when they get dry. You leave some get dry out in the garden, and then you save that seed, and that's what you plant up the next year. So they were really self-supporting that way. They didn't spend much money.